Hi, this is Barbara Roberts, and we're talking about face reading today. This is a series of talks. The first one we'll talk about hair texture, your secret sensitivity, and also what your hair color will say about your degree of flair and drama. So face reading is an old, ancient system of reading character. Every facial feature has a psychological meaning. And I'm Barbara Roberts. I've been featured on 75 TV shows, NBC Nightly News, Tyra, and have about 1 million hits on YouTube. So let's start with your hair texture. I'm going to give you several series of hair textures, and I'll tell you what they mean if you have them. The first one, fine hair, is usually someone who is very gentle, sensitive, and often they have problems with their digestive system if they're under a lot of stress. If you have very thick hair, and keep in mind, you would touch your hair, sometimes it's in between those two, but if you have very, very thick hair, usually you enjoy the outdoor, rugged things, and a lot of exercise. For people who have curly hair, the psychological feature for that is lively, good sense of humor, and playful. And for people who have straight hair, often you are serious-minded, straightforward, and truthful. So what happens if you have curly hair and you straighten it, or you change your face texture, or have plastic surgery? Face reading looks at three parts. The first one is what you're born with. The second, how you like to look, which is if you have curly hair and you straighten it. And the third is accident, surgery, melanoma, plastic surgery. So there are three parts of face reading. This is also expressed in my book, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance, on my website, facereading1.com. So in looking at the face, we analyze what you see. So if your hair is straight and you actually curl it and you like to straighten it, it's a part of your life where you feel you want to be more straightforward, direct, and serious-minded. The hair colors also will show a degree of flair and drama in your life. Black hair usually is found in people who are very dominant, intense, or strong-willed. Now keep in mind, if you are of an ethnic background that might be African-American or Oriental, of course you probably have black hair and brown eyes. So if there's a feature that we think might be ethnic, we completely ignore that and we look at the parts of your face that make you special. For example, it might be the shape of your cheek structure, your jaw, your teeth, etc. Because every facial feature means something special. For people who have brown hair, and if it's not an ethnic feature, especially for Caucasians who have brown hair and brown eyes, this is usually someone who is very family-oriented, looks for emotional warmth and sincerity in others. Red hair, as we often see in the media, is actually very fiery and intense and dramatic. And then, of course, when I was on morning television, the anchor said to me, well, what if it's from a bottle, or what if you grew up with red hair? So this would be also something to think about in the area of face reading. For people who have blonde hair, often there is actually a fun-loving, self-confident area to your personality. So in summary, again, your hair texture shows your secret sensitivity, and the hair color you have is a degree of flair and drama you express in your life. For more information, please see my website, facereading1.com. This is Barbara Roberts, and the book that will tell you the most about your emotional, spiritual life and how you will be on the job is my brown book on my website, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance. Please tune in for the next series on this topic, which I'll be looking at forehead lines and what those show about your thinking style on the job. Take care. Bye-bye.